a strong national defense is all about, and you understand that a strong national defense and a strong economy go hand in hand. With that in mind, tonight I'd like to discuss with you an issue that I think is at the very nexus of business and national security: the threats facing the United States in cyberspace, and the role that the Defense Department must play in defending this country from those kinds of threats. We're on an aircraft carrier, a famous and great aircraft carrier, and it's a fitting and appropriate venue to have this discussion. This ship and the technology that's on display at this museum attest to one of the central achievements of the United States in the 20th century: our ability to project power and strength across the land, across the high seas, across the skies, and across outer space. We secured those domains. Securing them helped ensure that they were used to advance peace and prosperity, and were not used to promote war and aggression. It is with that same goal in mind, today, we have to address a new domain that we must secure to have peace and prosperity in the world of tomorrow. Cyberspace has fundamentally transformed the global economy. It's transformed our way of life, providing 2 billion people across the world with instant access to information, to communication, to economic opportunities. Cyberspace is the new frontier, full of possibilities to advance security and prosperity in the 21st century. And yet, with these possibilities also come new perils and new dangers. The Internet is open, it's highly accessible, as it should be. But that also presents a new terrain for warfare. It is the battlefield of the future, where adversaries can seek to do harm to our country, to our economy, and to our citizens. I know that when people think of cybersecurity today, they worry about hackers and criminals who prowl the Internet, steal people's identities, steal sensitive business information, steal even national security secrets. Those threats are real, and they exist today. But the even greater danger, the greater danger facing us in cyberspace, goes beyond crime, and it goes beyond harassment. A cyber attack perpetrated by nation states or violent extremist groups could be as destructive as the terrorist attack on 9/11. Such a destructive cyber terrorist attack could virtually paralyze the nation.